Larry Teesenburn is a New Jersey doctor who got tired of carrying his tripod with him everywhere and figured there had to be a better way, like a plate, a flat plate that you could just stick anywhere, whether that would be flat, on a tree, on a rock. It's called the Platypod. And he is joining us today to tell us all about it. Dr. T, tell your story.
Well, a platypod is the world's most compact tripod. Think of it as a flat plate with a very strong titanium bolt welded right through it, which cannot be dislodged. What you do is you take your own tripod ball head and you mount it on this, and then you can set it on practically any surface, a table, a rock, a tree. Find that you can always find some place to put a platypod. And we go places where others don't go. Just as you mentioned, you can avoid the tripods in public, such as museums, the Empire State Building, national monuments, where they won't allow tripods. And we can also get into tight spaces where other tripods can't fit, such as inside refrigerators, ovens, mailboxes, and getting interesting views that cannot be achieved otherwise with traditional tripods.
Why don't you tell everybody about your inspiration to create the product from Bryce Canyon, from hiking at Bryce Canyon in Utah?
Sure. My wife and I were on a trip about 6 years ago. That's where this began. We marched down 1,000 feet into Bryce Canyon on the Navajo Trail, and I had another brand's tripod, a very nice travel tripod, weighed about 5-6 pounds, that I had hanging on my belt. But on the way up, that thing was just so heavy pulling back on me. And, you know, there are other alternatives for tripods, small twisty bendy tripods that you can put into your camera bag. But I found that they always took up the place of a lens. And Jeff, you're a photographer too. You know how valuable every square inch of space is in your camera bag. And to lose a lens for a little tripod, you don't want to do that. So I was looking for a flat plate that I could use, and interestingly, nobody made one. So I decided to, got together with a buddy who's in the metals business, and we designed the platypod and started manufacturing it, and story goes on from there.
Well, fill us in, because you're more than just a photographer who likes to go hiking at Bryce Canyon. You're also a pediatrician who sees patients, I assume, 5 or 6 days a week. So you see a patient, the patient says, and then you walk in the other room, and then you fill some orders, huh?
No, not exactly. Patient time is patient time, and then we come home, and this is after hours.
You have a new product that's not going to come out for one whole year, but is really interesting for anybody who's ever had trouble leveling their tripod. I have that problem all the time. People are always complaining about my horizon lines and how they need to be fixed. You've got a solution. Tell everybody about it.
Well, we've essentially redesigned the tripod ball head from top down and bottom up. We've turned it upside down because that helps you to level even when the tripod legs are not level. We removed all knobs because they're hard to find when you're fumbling and trying to get a picture quickly. Because the level is always so difficult to see on a regular tripod head because it's either obscured by the camera or by your lens or it's nighttime and you can't see it, we put an electronic leveling indicator right on the back of the unit so you can see it from any angle. It's very bright, even in bright daylight. And we have made this into the ball head that I want to use and that I think you, Jeff, and all your listeners will want to use too.
But it's going to take you a year to get it made, huh?
Well, because we're going to do it right.
All right. Well, good luck. Dr. T. Larry T.
Thank you so much.
Teesenburn.
Stephen Bryan, that's it.
Got it.
We'll go with T.
Anybody wants more information, go to platypod.com, PlatyPod. All right, thanks so much for talking tech with us. I'm Jefferson Graham. You can find me on Twitter where I'm at Jefferson Graham. And I'll be back here tomorrow with another episode. Dr. T, thank you.